wow, amazing. People in Ghana are becoming more vulnerable and speaking their truths. Who knew that in 2023, two public figures, two celebrities in the Ghanaian industry, Ghanaian entertainment industry, would come out to just be real? Hello and welcome to the We Still Genesis podcast. It's your host, Michelle Obama 2.0. And I am so thrilled to be doing this episode. I've spent lots of time reading and on Twitter spaces and whatnots, but I am very glad that bringing to you this episode, and I hope you're doing well. And listen, if you haven't already, do go back to previous episodes. We started this journey in 2020 during COVID. So many things have happened. So many things are changing. So many new ideas are coming up. And I definitely would love you to take a moment this week to go back and listen to at least three episodes and kind of just enjoy all the amazing guests that we've had on this podcast. I want to say a big thank you. You have contributed immensely to this podcast, and God bless you. So off to today's topic, which is a topic of vulnerability, is what I want to bring up because having lived in both the United States and also in Ghana, I find myself in a great position, and a position that I can wear two types of lenses. One that sees the, you know, open-mindedness and the people living their truth and people being really realistic with themselves versus a society where culture and tradition limits or puts people in certain positions where they're not able to speak their truth and suffer in silence. So I'm really, really, really happy and that two major characters or celebrities in the Ghanaian entertainment industry have come out with autobiographies of books about themselves and their lives and their challenges and their achievements and everything in between. And it's so beautiful. So I'm going to start first with Eva Nelson's book, which came out less than a month ago. It's doing really well, and I also reviewed it on Medium, which I'm gonna put the link in the description. But to many people in the outside world or beyond the borders of Ghana or Africa, it may not seem so significant because most people are used to people being open and vulnerable by telling their stories, telling their truths. So it's not a big thing. And also maybe based on like a lot of scandal and like everyday stuff that happened outside in countries like the US, the United Kingdom, Australia, you know, these developed country in quotes, it's a norm. But in Africa, in Ghana, when you bring it down to it, for a woman, you know, to come out and talk about a topic such as having an abortion, and also an involvement with a high profile fellow celebrity, causes a lot of stare and a lot of news. And that has been what has been happening, to the extent of people even, or society or audiences, trolling beyond, you know, someone getting all their strength and coming up and sharing a lot of information surrounding mental health. So these are the reasons why I got attracted to the book. The title of the book is amazing. I'm Not Eva Nelson. That caught my attention, and I just wanted to dive in and see what was going on. And the themes that are presented in this book is just amazing. You should check it out. It's on Amazon. It's just amazing. The writing style, the engagement, everything is bliss. And at this point, I just want to shout out to Yvonne Nelson, that whatever she may be facing, whatever challenges, by being vulnerable, God definitely loves that and loves it when you know you can't handle something and you just, you know, bring it out and you're like, hey God, this is me again. She didn't say that, but I'm just saying that I think that she was really vulnerable and she was very, very, very real. And these are the type of things that, you know, young women growing up, especially in Africa, don't have resources or references. So by her putting herself out there, I think that is definitely transformational. So also another celebrity that recently wrote a book was Ajete Anen. And these two people are definitely tops, A-list movie actor and actress in the Ghanaian industry in Africa. People really respect them a lot. And Ajete Anen comes out to talk about cheating on his wife and finding forgiveness. And obviously being in a religious leadership role, I think that that is brilliant, especially for a man to come out in the society of Ghana to talk about vulnerability. It's very powerful because typically if you know or you've experienced, a lot of men out in Ghana, in Africa, are really, really, really not about talking about their emotions or certain things they consider embarrassing that they've done in the past. But I think that the major highlight and focus here is him getting forgiveness from his wife and not letting the behaviors that he struggled with come in the way of his marriage and being able to salvage his marriage and just being a better person. I think that's really, really magnificent. And we must all learn to have these vulnerability character traits, because I'm not a believer in dying with secrets, as the African culture would term it. But I think that also sometimes when people are telling their stories, it's a form of asking for help and asking for grace, and caution should definitely be given, and mercy should definitely be given to these people. As you know, it's not easy to do these things. So when people come out to do certain things, we should definitely be there for them. And that encompasses everything that I just wanted to touch base on. I love the fact that all these things that come up about vulnerability reminds me of the woman of the well and how Christ handled the situation. And just eventually, you know, by the way he presented himself to her, she, you know, decided to live a better life and had a bigger testimony. So I think that when people are able to come up like this, in order for us to be more loving, and especially as Christians, we should give more grace and be less judgmental and embrace people like this. And I love, love, love how as much as there's a lot of trolling, there's also a lot of audience that definitely love these two people. So thank you for listening to this brief episode. I will be sure to follow up very soon with your next episode. Thank you again, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of July.